you're going, and you notice there's a small faint stem of smoke, or a stream of smoke coming up ahead with your night vision. Whoever has night vision can see this, obviously.
Dark vision, yeah.
So, yeah, apparently that's the sight smoke. You suspect something's going on.
Okay, and are we within 60 feet?
Hold on.
Do they need to do a perception check?
I'd say it's more than 60 feet at
okay,
the moment.
So I can't
or investigation
sense evil
check.
Or good yet.
Brian, I used my last spell to cast Mage Armor on myself.
Okay.
It just increases my DC to 50.
As long as you document that yourself, okay. So how? That's your last spell, you said?
It is. I just wanted to be upfront with that.
So is that
I have cantrips, but no first level spells left.
Just okay. FYI for the group, I have this guidance cantrip, which means that before you do something, I can touch you, and you can roll a 1d4, and you can add it to any of your.
You really are in show business, aren't you?
Yeah. Something's happening. I need more coffee. Anyway, I have this like guidance thing. So if you guys think you're going
to
do something,
very
and you need
to,
more help.
Yeah.
It's
now
very
the
similar
time
to
tell me because
Andrea's ability.
I have to do it before you guys do your move. I can't do it after.
Yeah.
We want
to
go investigate the smoke thing.
Yeah.
And then after the smoke
and
thing.
See if we can get any of those wolves back.
Okay.
Does anybody would anybody think they would need some guidance on this tour?
It lasts a minute, so.
Oh, no. No, not yet.
It's
kind of
shitty.
Better save it. Maybe we better save that one.
Never mind.
If you get into combat, it
just
is
FYI.
A cantrip, so you can be like.
Yeah. I have to touch you.
Okay.
So you can't be like in a well.
Thank you, Drilla Weinstein. Maybe Drilla Spacey? I don't know. I don't judge.
Yeah.
There
so, are you guys? What are you guys doing?
We're
going to investigate the smokestack.
Okay.
Have we cleared the forest?
Not yet.
No, we're still in the forest.
If you're going further, then you're noticing the woods are kind of thinning a little bit. I don't know how far you guys want to go without being sneaky.
I'll do a stealth check as I walk through the forest.
Okay.
I'll walk 10 feet ahead of
you.
Now you're getting.
You should make a survival check.
You're probably close enough that you could do that and still see, depending on what you roll.
Okay. I rolled 11 plus 4, 15.
Barbarian could probably pick us out a good path, too.
I can roll a 15.
I can roll survival and try and. Yeah, go ahead, roll survival.
What are you trying to do?
Pick out a safe path.
Oh, okay,
path.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my stealth walk, though, to stay ahead of the group.
Or off to the side. Whatever. Or off to the
you're
side. Stealthy. I gotcha.
Yeah. 14 plus 1. 15.
So.
And I have a 15 for my stealth.
So you're going north, and I'm going to say you notice there's a figure not too far beyond where the woods end. You can't tell the size. So there is a human.
I use my divine sense to see if he's evil or good.
Probably a little evil.
Evil.
Not
okay.
like not like a malodorous smell, but
so
you can sort of tell his allegiance. So you go. You see it, and there's nothing to the left of him, and there's nothing to the right except more forest that kind of shapes into a U shape, and that's about as far as you can see from where you are right now.
Okay, so we know that there's evil up ahead, everybody.
Well, it's just people of ill intent.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to this woman in the bar?
But no.
Well, you went the wrong. You went different path.
I didn't take the train. Okay. Don't tell Craig. Don't mention it again.
So we can either go straight ahead or
Craig won't forget.
Yeah, I go around and see what else is going on if you want.
Do you guys have a preference? Do you want to go straight ahead? Do you want to go around a little bit?
Wherever we move, I'm still 10 paces ahead.
Okay.
I like the stealth.
I think you should leave.
I'll let the group decide the direction, but I'm still 10 paces ahead.
I like the stealthiness because I think I have good stealth.
You can try a stealth roll if you want.
Well, my dexterity is 13 plus 1.
Let's just go straight ahead. Let's go straight ahead.
Okay. Well, I move into the camp.
We'll go straight ahead.
It's nighttime.
Let's try to be quiet about it.
Okay. Well, you guys just sort of casually march into the camp. And what are you doing?
It's a camp.
It's a campsite. You see a fire. You see it's a goblin. Oh, wait. No, it's not a goblin. It's a thug. Sorry.
It's a thug.
It's a human thug.
Wow, like an R. Kelly? Or 50 Cent.
And he's dressed up like a goblin almost, though. He's got some tattered clothes and everything. And he's got clothes on that sort of smell, I guess, from a goblin the wolf might have thought. But He's got these fake ears on. He looks stupid. But he sees you guys because he was standing guard of this area. He says, enemies!
So he calls...
They're aware of them as the group, but I... Like, they don't...
Nope, they don't know the number.
They don't know the number.
Who is in this area? Who walked in? Who was on there?
It would be me first, 10 paces ahead of the group.
I would stupidly
Well, if you're, ten, if you're with them, then they definitely saw you, because it's an open clearing.
I'm moving in stealth. I move stealthily 10 paces ahead.
Well, it's a clearing.
It's to the side of us. Buddy.
Okay, to the side. You're in the woods area.
Okay.
You're still
like a U-shape. The woods go surround it, and
so
they thin out.
They see the four of us, but they don't see you yet. Yeah.
So
he calls in
enemies, enemies! He shouts this guy. He's a they're organized. They're not chaotic.
Yeah,
they're
so
not
he was the guard,
and the people you guys notice there's two more humans dressed kind of like goblins by the horses just up ahead. There's a campfire to the right. They have three horses, and there's two goblin or humans that were attending to the horses. And ahead in front of the campfire was the bandit captain, who turns around. He's wearing a cape, and he looks pretty... got fur collars and everything like that, you know. And then to the other side, just beyond the bonfire, to the right, or your left, where you're facing, is another human that was looking after three cages. And in the cages, there's a wolf and a wolf and a dire wolf. Beyond the fire...
Not a winter wolf.
No, the winter wolf's dead.
But beyond the fire, there's another figure you can't see because the fire's in the way. And there's another cage just to the right
of
him.
Which direction are those ones?
Which one? What do you mean by those ones?
The three wolves.
They are from the campfire. It's to the left. There's three cages.
Oh, excuse me.
There appears to be a sharp...
Another cage?
There's three cages, but there's another cage to the right. But the fire is kind of obscuring it. It's beside wherever that
person...
Not really, but it is pretty big. There's... a clearing up ahead, and you suspect there's a sheer cliff because of the way there's nothing going on. There's no trees.
So there's
behind the fire.
Behind the person who's behind the fire.
Okay.
So everything's like precariously over some kind of sharp edge.
CLIFT. Clift.
Quite even.
So I have a...
And a captain by the fire.
Yep. And someone hidden behind the fire still.
Would anybody like me to guide them in anything they're about to do?
Is that a cantrip? You can use it. You're not going to waste it.
We can see that one guy is a goblin, but
the other ones are dressed as goblins.
All humans? We can see.
Yep, they're all humans.
They're all humans. They're dressed.
Except you can't
see
the person behind the fire.
Can't see the one behind the fire. Can't
May
see
I ask who's
cage.
By? Who's out in the open again, please?
So, we are.
Everybody
who's,
in the group.
Say your name.
Stavitsky,
Kelly,
and
Dasha.
And
Dasha,
so Rob's the only one that's not.
Okay.
On the left side. I move it, so I'll be on the left towards the three cages predominantly.
So there's quite a few.
Okay.
So I have
So we've got one human by the
plus
three
five
cages. We have
persuasion.
Somebody watching.
Should I talk to these guys?
And a hidden person behind the
I have to say it's about 60 feet, by the way, from where you are to the edge of the clearing where this possible cliff is.
Right. Okay, so right through the back of the camp. From where we are, it's 60 feet. Okay, so I can sense good and evil in all that area.
Yeah, I'd say evil is pretty arbitrary. These people are up to no good,
right.
So you can sort of
sense
their bad intent.
Right.
But
can we, with our dark vision, see who's behind the fire?
No,
you cannot.
Fire is too bright. So with my my persuasion... Can I try to talk to the captain?
Ho! And well met, fellow travelers! You hear this from the campfire behind you. What brings you here?
Ahead of us, behind the campfire. Okay, yeah,
from behind the campfire.
Hello!
Hello!
It's awfully rude to not greet the person addressing you.
Oh, hello!
Well, hi! What's your name?
Dasha?
Oh, that's a pretty name.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name? Oh, it's Din.
Who?
My name's Din.
Din?
Please don't make me repeat it.
Din, okay.
Do you work for me?
I'm a fan of your quine chair. Very nice chair.
So, what brings you to my campsite? We're just hunting wolves. Nothing wrong legal with that, is there?
No, we're not the law. We're just in the woods. We're looking for some wolves, actually.
Well, that's a coincidence. Because I found some wolves.
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yes, I see you guys are dressed up as goblins and trying to figure out what's going on here.
This person hops
wolf.
Off wherever they're sitting. It was
wolf hunters.
He walks beside the bonfire, and you see he's holding an instrument. It's a lute.
Oh.
And he's wearing a big pointy hat, and he has a little black cape and a little silver... He has a dark silvery outfit on with a belt, and he strums it a bit, and you see that he is very dark-skinned.
Does he recognize me?
Oh!
Finally, as an entertainer!
You don't need any introduction.
Finally, somebody recognizes you.
I love your work.
So.
Wow, this is quite the surprise. Are you here to perform? Is this your troupe? Is this your musical troupe that you travel the lands with? This is an odd place to pick for a musical session.
Well, I would have to say the same for you.
So at this point, they're talking. Have any of the guards kind of like...
Nope, they're just standing there. There's four of them in front of the campfire.
They're still at their post. They
haven't
moved.
No, they moved.
Is this a large campfire?
It's a fair size. Not huge, but the light it gives off kind of is... Oh, I can't... It's not... You're too far away also, so...
Even with the dark vision?
Well, the dark vision works when there's no light obscuring it, I think. But
because I can snuff a small fire.
What are you trying to do, by the way? What's your goal with this line of questioning?
To see what's behind. So, what I would like to say to them is, more or less, it's such a coincidence that you guys are hunting and found these wolves, because these are the wolves that we're after, that
prove that?
By the nature of the king, I mean, I'm honest, right? I'm supposed to be honest in my role. So, of the prince and the king... Yeah. This is what we're questing for. We're looking for these wolves because they are part of the...
Din is idly strumming his instrument. He's kind of losing interest in...
Yeah, with the Bow Wow race, these are the wolves that are missing.
Well, that's a mighty fine coincidence, but we caught these wolves just in the forest.
Right. Sorry, while she's talking, I'm going to prepare a spell.
Okay.
To the north of their camp, I'm going to create
That's off the cliff. We're facing north. So you want to go...
From an opposite direction.
Yeah.
in the forest, I'm going to create sound of horses and, like, basically...
Which, to the left or to the right to where you are? Because...
I would do the right, because...
There's horses there, but...
The cavalry.
Wolves are here with one guard. This is me, and this is you guys.
To the right.
Okay.
To right where the horses are, I'm going to create sounds of horses charging in. And
well, all the wolves perk up and they hear this, and the horses perk up, and so
okay,
they...
So I'm casting Minor Illusion.
Yep,
I can create sound.
Yep.
It's going to sound like cavalry.
Yep, okay, so everyone hears it, and the four humans, they draw their... They draw their weapons, I'll just say for now, because I don't think they have anything.
My shilly!
Like, they're looking the way of where the calamity's coming from. This person, that his name is Din, and he's got dark skin because he's a dark elf, just FYI.
Okay.
And,
I don't judge.
Rumpelstiltskin?
And he just...
I would recognize that, being half elf.
Everyone would recognize a dark elf, because it's dark skin and everything.
But I have the...
So, he casually looks over that direction as well, just while casually strumming his lute, and they're looking. Oh, did you guys come with a party? Did you guys come with companions?
Oh, yes, we're here by the order of the prince to get the wolves back.
Well, how about we wait until they show up, and I'll just happily be explained that these wolves are just found in the forest and have no harm to do these wolves.
But we would like to get these wolves back
I don't know if you have any proof to your claim.
I'm not proof, but what is it worth to you? What are these wolves worth to you?
Oh, I love hunting animals.
Can I use my talking to animals?
Yes, you can, but...
Okay.
helpful? How? What's the distance?
I can't attack yet, guys.
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says one action, whoa. 10 minutes.
They're thieves.
It
doesn't say.
Okay, you can try.
I can't see. He's playing an instrument.
I'm going to talk to the cage wolves here.
Okay, yes.
It's 60 feet away, so I don't know if you're going to hear them.
Can we move closer?
Oh, okay. To roll initiative, I guess.
He recognizes me, so I can
Where are you casting Ray of Frost at, first of all?
What's that? I'm going to cast it at the main guy.
Oh, okay.
There's four
humans that are in front of him, so it probably will hit a human first.
Sorry, what? Oh, yeah, I'm going to take Roy. He's the second one from the left.
Okay.
Strangers take a liking
to him. Oh, he definitely likes you. Did you hear anything from the wolves?
I haven't gotten close.
They're pretty far away. They're 60 feet away almost.
Okay. So do
we need to do an initiative here?
15.
No, he's doing a surprise attack almost. So that's 15 damage? Or
no, what? That was my ticket.
Oh, okay, so your AC, it does hit.
Sweet. Okay. And what,
so we're
what
up
do
against
they do?
Four humans in front of the captain.
Yes! 8 damage, max. Minus 10 to his movement. Till my next turn.
Can I do some acrobatics?
Oh, yeah, you can do acrobatics like crazy.
Well, see, he needs a sneak attack, so I guess now I have to roll initiation, don't we?
Yeah,
you will now. Well, whatever happens, Scott goes first, so you guys can do whatever.
Okay, my God, it's going to turn sound into burning bush.
Ray Frost, the guy on the right. Do you want me to roll damage now?
Well,
I rolled a 12.
Yeah, I'm ready. So, okay, let's see. So you hit that one, and yes, it is a hit.
One damage, and minus 10 to speed.
Okay, and then next up is going to be Robert.
Okay, good. So I will do a sneak attack on the far left. So I roll a 16 plus... 4 gives me 20.
That's Robert.
And that's your attacking the AC?
That's the AC.
Yeah, you hit the far thug, yes.
Good.
Number
right,
one.
So I roll 2 dice for damage.
What are you hitting him with, by the way?
Dagger.
My dagger.
Are you throwing it?
My short sword.
Oh, are you okay, right beside him, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
5 plus 4, right? 5 plus 4?
Yeah.
So you got 9. Oh, this guy feels that, but let's see.
Okay.
And then next in the order, if Rob's finished his turn,
I am done. Yeah.
It will be the thugs are next.
The thugs are next.
So the one that was just attacked, he's turning around here. He's going to face Robert and engage in battle. So I guess what we'll do is roll for AC. I got 13 plus. Oh, here it is. He's going to be using his mace, so we'll give it his it's a 15.
That matches my armor class.
Okay, then it's a hit.
I haven't had
you get
yet.
5 damage. And the one beside that one...
This guy,
he's frozen.
He's half... He's not frozen. He has his speed diminished because of the ice blast.
Okay.
So he took 1 point of damage from it,
if I
recall.
Only 1 point, and a minus 10. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take out his heavy crossbow.
No, that's right. He took...
Jesus.
He took a big hit.
Roy took 8. Number 3 over
this
here took 1.
Because
the second time I did to Roy. He's the one who has speed reduced. Roy doesn't because I had a turn already.
Let me just change the order.
No, that's okay.
The second thug he took... Okay. He cocks his crossbow.
Okay.
And he's going to be going after the wizard. So let's see what we can do here.
Roll. You know what the funniest thing is? Is that I made sure that Earl was wearing my hat before I went into this. So I'm hoping.
I got a 16.
That's a hit.
Okay. So the crossbow.
Oh,
heavy,
no.
A heavy crossbow.
Heavy. It's at least a D.
It's a D10, actually.
Oh,
you can die here, guys.
Okay.
You can
die.
You
won't
die.
I didn't take a D10 out.
You can't.
I didn't have a rest. Why did you guys not let me have a rest?
What?
I have to drive the damn horses.
Why didn't we let you?
I got a 4.
You say, I need a rest, and we sleep.
I can take 4.
I was driving the damn cart.
And you have to say, I need a rest.
I know, I should have said that.
The captain stands his ground.
Yeah.
And the third thug, he aims his crossbow at the druid.
Damn it.
We have a druid? Callie, I've been meaning to ask you. Can you do wolf form yet?
No.
Because I'm really hoping that we can win this.
Nice. So what's your armor class?
15.
Okay, it does not hit. Like, it just
like out of shape compared to the walls.
It's gone.
Do I laugh?
Yes. And it's just like what you first did. Oh, hey, take
off. Yeah. You recognize me?
Yes, do you know who I am?
So that's their turn. And then
she throws a photo.
Next step is Dasha.
Dasha?
Dasha?
Okay, so
what are you doing first of all?
I gotta get up there and attack, so
yep, you can
move.
Do that.
So I
well, it's not your turn yet.
Protect everybody. You're fine, right?
Yeah.
Which guy shot at her?
It would be
the captain?
No. It would be the fourth one
this
down below,
here.
Yeah. But Robert looks like Robert's kind of ow. Oh.
I have one health. I'm almost dead.
Oh
yeah,
dear.
I know. So I guess I was going to go after the captain, but I guess I need to come up here. So I need to come up and save Robert.
I'm going to attack. So you're running up there?
I'm running up there.
Okay, you make it.
And I am going to attack with my sword.
Okay.
This is you, Dad.
Hit your d20 on me.
And I roll a 16 plus
1. Oh, well,
one.
You hit him, so no. That's fine. You can attack.
Okay, so I...
It took a while.
And you get a plus 1 on top of whatever you roll. Because you're sore.
And I roll a 3 plus 1, so I damage him 4. And
oh,
he already
right.
took a hit, right?
But he wasn't bloodied.
No, but he took a hit.
And he got for me.
Yes. He's bloodied now.
Fuck, he's strong. Wow.
Okay, and then that's my move, right?
Well, you can do anything else, but your action and movement is used up.
Well, I'm staying there for the fight.
Okay,
there's more guys there, so I'm not going anywhere.
Kick the stone out.
So I'm like, Craig, get out of here.
Next up is Din. Din, he doesn't move, but he strums his little lute.
Who is this?
Din.
Oh, this guy here?
And I start to sing.
And
whose turn are we on now?
It's Din.
Oh, you guys.
It's,
no,
the dark elf is now his turn. Okay. I'm just looking to see what we have. He casts
a rogue, where will he go? Let's cast a spell so we'll always know.
And he collects, detects thoughts on the thief, on the rogue. And what detect thoughts does is, it detects thoughts. So if someone was trying to hide, he can tell where this person is by where they're thinking.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to run to the bush and hide.
Let me just see if there's some kind of saving throw for this. I think there is.
But thankfully you're not thinking of all the bad stuff you want to do. You're thinking of the fact that you're dying.
No, I'm trying to run away and hide.
Yeah.
That's exactly like counter to what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
If he's just probing surface thoughts, there's no save. But if he's trying to probe deeper...
Oh, no. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what this rogue's thinking. He just wants to know where he is all the time.
Yeah. On his turn, he knows that you're probing his thoughts, and he can try to make an intelligence check to contest your...
That sounds fine.
...intelligence check.
So next up in the order is... Well, it's too
Earl.
Late. I've cast the spell,
Earl.
But when it's your turn again,
Earl.
Then you can cast that.
Oh, okay. When it's your turn, you can focus and try.
Is it
yes, it is.
I feel really good about this one.
Earl.
So I feel like I should go after number one. Earl. He's almost damaged.
Well,
but then,
or should you go after someone
Captain
who is
hasn't,
less?
Captain hasn't been done.
I can always
done.
Go after the more damaged one. You probably have more damage.
You can try to take out number two.
The
one
captain
less.
Hasn't done anything. This
if
guy's
it's
out
your
of
turn.
Condition.
No, he's not out of condition, but he's hurt.
He's hurt and frozen.
Not frozen.
He's not frozen? Oh, he's hurt. Okay, this guy's bleeding.
Yeah.
This guy's hurt. This guy is slow.
Yeah.
And he's only got one damage. He doesn't have big damage.
And
this guy
hasn't
been touched yet.
Who's the one that shot the great... No, the...
Number two.
Okay, so yeah. Maybe I'll go...
He's hurt.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys can handle number one.
Yeah, I got number one.
Good idea.
You got it.
I think you better get this
kick
guy
him
out
in the
commission.
Jimmy, buddy. Two or three? Two? Let's go two. I'm
going to
move up to you.
Okay. Well, the captain, yeah, no one's... You say bloody captain, it confused me at first, but yeah.
Okay.
It's a descriptor.
Yeah.
Captain, yeah.
Okay, you're going after the one with the heavy crossbow, are you?
Yes.
All right, then roll your d20.
Come on. Big
eight
guys.
Plus...
Nothing, just 8, right?
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
I have
you must have something.
You got something.
Oh, plus
weapon.
A 5 with a great axe? 13.
Oh, yeah, you definitely hit him.
Okay.
Now, how much damage did you do? 12-sided one?
Oh, come on.
Come on, a big number. Come on, Kelly.
Big box.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, 4.
Oh.
And that's with your modifier added to it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And
jeez.
That's number 2.
This
okay.
is soft
so
barbarian.
Oh, like, come, yeah. Yes, come on.
Give him a paper cut.
Jesus.
We you made him finally.
Oh, no, he's already got, he already had damage, though.
He did have a, no.
Well,
he had 8 damage.
He had 8 damage before, and now he's got damage from Cal.
He had 4 more.
Yes.
So he's got a 12 damage. So where is he bleeding?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Yeah,
he's
like
bloody.
A nosebleed.
Robert.
Oh,
ouch.
Oh.
Sure
he's
getting tired,
stunned.
Boss. Tired of people hating
people.
That
bruise is sure starting to
happen, Leroy.
Okay,
and
so now.
So it is next up. Hold on here. It's, so that was Kelly, yeah. So Kelly drew.
Oh, no.
So
come on, Drilla. What have you got?
These are 10-sided dice. And when you roll them,
what
are
you trying to do, first of all?
What do
you
have for
weapons?
You
got a number of
well,
1 to 100.
My shillelagh thing's a bonus
so
action, so I think
yeah.
I might do this guidance. Because
oh,
if
yeah,
I touch someone, they can
right.
add
yeah.
a 1d4 to any result of their ability checks. Does
okay.
that work?
Yeah, you can do that to if you run up there to with everyone, you can do that to someone.
Okay, I'm going
to
run up, and who's after me?
Oh,
yeah, well,
who's beside you?
I thought about that after.
Let's see. There's no
this
one. I think you're the last one.
I got to pay attention to that.
This
what?
Red dice.
But who would start?
This?
Well, the next door would be
oh,
Scott.
That's me. That's the
Scott. Okay, Scott.
Yo!
You're going to be after Mike.
But Scott's with you beside you at the edge of the forest.
Right, you guys are right there. So
yeah,
yeah
girlfriend.
We're together.
Girlfriend, how
so
can I help
I'm,
you?
Before I do my action,
yes.
I'm touching you.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And I'm giving you guidance. So the next,
attack,
whatever
I
you
okay.
attack, you can roll a 1d4 and add that result to any of your things. Okay.
Okay.
And now, so now I have a bonus action. I'm going to be the shillelagh. So I'm going to run out.
I'm going to look up your
weapons for you.
Yeah.
All I have is my quarter stuff.
Okay, okay, good.
So, what am I doing?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay,
I'm
coming
up. I'm going to get rid of this
okay.
dude, because he's...
Right?
Well,
still
have should I get rid of that dude, or should I get rid of the crossbow shit? What does this guy have as a weapon?
Oh, he's got a...
So when you do damage.
Hold on. There's multiple... Mace.
And, what, and this guy's got the crossbow.
Yes.
And what does this guy have?
Well, you
Captain
can see, Captain, he has a...
You roll 2d20s.
Oh. Hold on. He has a scimitar.
And then the
he
last guy?
He also has a mace.
I'm going to do the
can
crossbow.
Can he actually own a scimitar?
So,
like
going
after
a crossbow guy with my shillelagh, which
okay.
is my wisdom modifier, and I'm going to roll a 1d8. Oh,
okay.
Which is this guy.
Okay.
Which, so I roll this and then I add my wisdom. Is that how that works?
I think so.
For your shillelagh, yeah.
What was it?
So it's 5.
Just
plus
one second,
4.
Scott just has something to add.
Did she not cast guidance on me?
Yes, but that was this is my bonus.
This is a bonus
action.
Shillelagh.
Oh,
what's
but attacking
bonus?
Someone is an action. So casting a spell shillelagh is a bonus action, but not a real
but
action.
But the actual attack of the shillelagh is an action.
So
you can either cast the guidance spell on me, or you can do your attack. It's your choice.
I'd say just attack. Don't worry about the guidance spell.
Okay, fine. So
it's nice, it's thank you, but...
5 plus 4 is 9.
Oh, well,
with your shillelagh?
Yeah.
Looks like that bug's dead, I guess.
Nice!
And he had the crossbows, so that was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I want to say teamwork, but I don't think I really
know. We're not out of the woods yet, guys.
Everyone roll for initiative. That's, not initiative. Sorry. I meant to say perception check. Robert and Daphne, Kelly Drew, and Kelly Siditsky, and Robert's right here. Rolling for a perception check.
16 plus 4.
That's enough. Beyond the fire, you can see that big cage that you didn't recognize. It
yep.
has a winter wolf in it.
Oh!
So what we saw originally
was
not
the
real.
Was not the
one.
Real. Maybe not the real
okay.
Witcher wolf.
Possibly.
We might be able to save all the wolves. Now this is getting
can
real.
Can I do my speak with animals? But not until it's my turn.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Scott, it'll be your turn up in.
Okay, so it's your turn now, Scott.
Okay.
Jimmy the Lock.
Wolf. Ooh, you Jimmy guys! You're really persistent about these wolves. Says the drow.
You don't have to gain advantage.
Scott.
This is quite the fun and entertaining battle. I can't wait to see what happens next. And he strums his little lute again.
Oh my gosh. What are you going to do? Get rid of this shit?
Is this you still back here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna range attack the captain.
You're gonna range attack?
What does that do? Ray of Frost. Okay. It means I'm gonna stay back here while you guys are engaged.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna pew pew.
Yeah, okay.
Alrighty.
15.
And yes, it hits.
And damage, or just...
That's just
three damage.
Oh, okay, well.
And minus 10 to speed.
Okay. So he's, the captain is slowed down and hit.
Yeah, fair point.
He slowed down and he's hit, so that's good for the captain. So all we've got is this guy, and this guy's almost done. Okay. So
this guy doesn't. I don't think this guy will need much.
No, he doesn't need much.
Craig. Craig the rogue is next.
Craig.
My question is, the trial started talking. He's still got me in his mind probe.
Oh yes.
Okay. So do I have to roll to resist it with my intelligence check?
Yes, you can. It's 13, sorry. So that's the calculation for...
I need a 13 then?
Yes.
Wow, you can do it wrong.
Or I can just attack.
So use your best judgment. He's pretty much almost dead, so...
Okay.
He's like... He's weakly holding his sword.
I'll just attack him.
Okay. What'd you get?
A 4. That's 8.
Okay, the... For this one, no. Okay, you don't hit.
Too bad you didn't flank him. We would have had advantage.
I would have had advantage, but then I have to use up my.
So did you run away?
Yeah.
What? Beg your pardon?
No, actually, I can't.
And then after Robert, I believe it's the thug's turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Later, when you're not wearing.
Well, the thug is gonna attack you.
But he's hurt.
He's hurt, but he still gets attacked.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So I rolled a 8.
Plus your modifiers.
Yes.
With your modifiers?
Yes.
I have 15 AC.
Okay, then no. He just hobbly, he slaps you basically.
I have one health left.
I know. Yeah. And I can't heal you.
Thug who has a mace goes up to Kelly Savitsky's character.
So is that?
This guy.
That one there. He goes up to Kelly.
He comes up to you.
And he's going to roll to attack.
Organizing.
I got a 19, so I don't have that
much.
So it hits.
So he hurt you.
You did speak animals.
No, I get the opportunity to hit.
We did detect magic as ritual.
So
you can still do a cure light wounds on Robert. That would be your second first level.
1d6.
But you're allowed to know 4 different spells. But only be able to cast 2 a day.
Oh, he
hurt
you 6.
There's nothing I can do for saving throws or anything?
Maybe later on you can someday, but okay, not at this point right now.
So 6 you said?
Yeah.
8.
It was not so bad.
Did you just die?
No. He's got lots of health.
Were you down?
Yeah, he's down.
The bandit captain goes after... It goes after Druella, the bandit captain.
Okay.
Maybe that guy's right in front of me now.
Bandit captain attacks you with his his scimitar.
I'm ready.
So let's hit its roll for AC here. It's a 9 plus 3, so it's a 12.
Oh, I see.
And I have 15.
Yeah. Okay. So
did not successful. Woo!
Did good.
Okay.
Small favors there.
It doesn't matter.
Let's see. Next is up is Din. He strums his little lute. He's going to cast Thunder Wave.
Oh,
my gosh.
Thunder Wave, guys.
Hello, people.
Din is casting Thunder Wave.
It's going to...
Oh, no! Shit. Just kidding.
He's going to walk, guys!
Hey, watch out, guys!
I recognize that spell! Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating you from us make a Constitution saving throw. So... From where he's standing, Kelly Drew, Kelly S., Daphne, and Robert are going to be affected.
I'm pretty sure we
can. It's pushed 10 feet away.
We're just pushed back?
Oh, no, you'll get damage, but you're also pushed 10 feet away.
Okay.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage and isn't pushed. And so the saving throw for Thunder Wave... So it's 13. You have to roll your d20. And whoever saved will get 2 damage only. But whoever is affected fully is going to get the 5 damage, 10 pushed away. 10 feet pushed away.
I got pushed away.
And Robert's unconscious. You're not dead. You're just unconscious.
You had a high number.
I only take half damage. So I have one health, so I take two damage.
Oh, okay. So you still got hit.
So Robert's not dead. He's just unconscious.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, what's happening?
So I got knocked back 10.
Yeah, but that's not big deal.
I move forward.
That's what we got there. That's
a big intimidation. I go after... Yeah, the almost dead guy.
Okay.
I go after him with my sword.
11
plus
3
is
14. Yep, you hit him.
Okay, and then I need my 8.
Wait, do his allies take damage for Thunder Wave?
Yeah, they all got hit.
I didn't think of that. Actually, you're probably correct.
Because anybody in front of him.
Okay, well, hold on. I better roll my saving throws here. Okay, that one's fine. You got 17. And this one's not fine. So he took 2. So he got pushed back.
So he gets pushed back 2?
Well, he gets pushed forward, actually.
Get pushed forward.
He's saying this and that. He has to clarify which one.
Yeah, this one, right?
So that one gets pushed forward 10.
Yeah, 10.
He's back on top
of us. He is at 3.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And he took 2 damage.
But this guy's dead?
No,
not yet.
And the other one, he took the...
That fucker on the left is being a real piece of shit.
I know. That's why I want to get
That's
him.
That's out of game, by the way. That's
I
want to
get him.
Craig saying that. That's Robert being like, son of a bitch.
What did I say? What damage? Was it 5? Oh, yeah, 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, he's down to this.
I hope someone else goes to
He's not dead yet? Like, who's the captain? How is he doing? Yeah. Did he get pushed forward?
Oh, yes. He got pushed forward.
He got pushed forward, and he also is damaged.
Oh, he's not. He's fine. He looks okay.
So you don't have a cleric, so the druid, you're essentially our healing battery.
But I can, too, if I've rested. I can help, too, sometimes. Okay, so I'm going to see what damage he's got, right?
Yeah.
So I rolled an 8.
Oh, he's dead. He's
finally,
like,
done. Out of there.
Yes!
Gosh.
And
okay.
Quote Michael Scott. Thank you!
Can I move again, or no? I moved once. I threw
yep, if
my
you have, if
can
you
I
have,
move again?
You can move, yeah.
So I want to get over in front of this. Right in here.
All right, you're engaged there now.
I'm engaged there.
We're not engaged.
I got to get...
Your skull is going on.
It's big girl.
Big girl.
Come on, I'm right with you there, buddy. Come on.
Wait.
So who are you going for?
I'm raging. Tell him. I'm raging.
Oh, no, what does that mean?
That means...
Wow.
I get 2 rages per day. I get advantage on strength checks and saves.
Out of poppy seed!
Damage plus 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I am resistant to blunts, slashing, piercing, and half damage.
Boys, watch out! He looks like he's a ranger! And the bard yells to his crew.
So who are you going for? You going for the captain or are you going for the
stage?
There we go. I ride into a Valhalla shiny and croak!
That is a 9 plus my...
Which one are you attacking?
That guy.
Is that the... 14. Yeah, you beat him there.
Okay.
You hit him.
Now lots of damage on him. What do you roll for damage?
12. And then you're going to add... At, well, 5 to it right here. Okay. Oh, 10.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, he's pretty bad. Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. Yes! Finally! Yeah,
do something!
Yeah. Why don't you pull that shit out earlier?
Yeah, when you're raging.
You gotta rage.
Because then it wouldn't be as impressive as it is now. Nicely done.
Okay, so Robert doesn't get a turn. He's sleeping.
Well, he's just unconscious.
I'm unconscious.
He's not sleeping as like he was beaten to death almost.
But this can this Let's, help
okay.
his rest?
Almost. I'm beaten to death. Let's be honest. I'm breathing through what is used to be a straw. Yeah.
Well, next up would be Kelly G. So Kelly S. Oh, Kelly Drew is next.
Okay. I'm going to do my healing cure wounds on Robert.
So what does that do? Please explain it to me.
I go over to Robert. That's, I guess, one of my actions. And then I roll this 1d8.
Yeah.
And then I add whatever I have to my wisdom.
Okay.
That's his
or wisdom modifier. So it's a d8 plus 4.
I don't know if he wakes up, but he'll have the health.
So he's got 6 plus 4, so he's got 10.
Let me just look
maximum
up.
Maximum of 8 health is what I have.
Yeah, and you can't go over it, so
yeah.
It'll be...
So you're back to
so...
max.
Because you're at, what, negative 1?
Technically, I'm dead, so Ryan will dictate how he feels about that.
Technically,
I have a note.
Because, well, Ryan's giving me the benefit.
How are you talking to him?
This is not
water talking. Quick first is all just kind of like...
Right.
I'll say you definitely stabilize him so that he's not bleeding to death or anything like that. while you're there, if you want to roll a d20 for medicine...
Can I roll it?
No, you're unconscious.
I have a very good medicine roll.
D20...
Woo, that's terrible.
Medicine 10.
No, well, you just make sure he's not dead, that's all. So he's unconscious, but he's got... He's fine.
Can I have a 1?
No, because she didn't roll a good number.
Okay.
Actually, you can only get a 1 if she got a 20. So.
Oh, because that would actually bring me back to life. Okay,
basically,
I get you.
He's stabilized.
Oh,
now, is that your only action and move? Or
well, it was an action, but you can move wherever you want still. Yeah. That wasn't a long
These
move.
Dice are on.
You're probably
better
there.
Yeah, I'd say you're fine.
Whatever. Yeah.
And then it's going
to
be...
Now it's up to... Scotty boy.
Yep, it's...
Fergus.
Fergus, the wizard. Oh, this isn't looking too well for Team Drow, it looks like, as the bard.
Mm-hmm.
He just strums his little thing. Yeah, he doesn't see. He's actually kind of having fun, it looks like, but he's
well,
all...
I cast Ray Frost at him.
Oh!
He moves and he shoots at this guy. Seven!
And goes off yonder.
Basically, yes.
Yes, I tried.
That was pathetic!
Is that your only weapon you have, is Ray of Frost? Or you just like to stay back?
Oh, look at you, you got a long sword.
Don't you have a knife or anything? Like, couldn't you come in there and give a couple jabs?
For your knowledge.
Can you just slap
I have a quarterstaff. I have a quarterstaff.
Yeah.
I'm plus 2 to hit. I'm plus 5 with my Ray of Frost.
Okay,
and
right.
It keeps me safe away. I only have 8 hit points.
Okay.
You guys actually do hear the sound of the cavalry now.
We do
the sound of the cavalry in the back behind you. You actually do hear the noises. And leading the pack is your old pal, Doolin.
Oh,
he's following the trail, apparently. There's about 4 horses with him.
Or should I tell him you're here?
And there's some soldiers. And the drow looks up and he just keeps strumming. Well, this is a turn of events.
Oh. Thank you, big man above. Elrond Hubbard.
The thug captain, the captain, he's looking like nervous.
Captain.
He's looking to his leader for leadership. And he says, well, good luck to you, I guess. And he just... He takes a very large leap from behind, and he disappears down the ravine. And that's the end of UC Din, I guess, for now. There is a chest there, you notice.
What happened to Captain?
The Captain's just like, oh my god, what's going on? No, Din. Din is
left.
But the Captain's still there. He has no idea what's going on. And if it was his turn, he says he'd surrender. That's basically what happened. But it's not his turn.
What do we say to surrenders?
It's it's Scott's turn. We went Scott, so Rob's unconscious.
Yeah.
So that means,
as I have been reminded,
no, it is his turn. Actually, he puts his sword down and puts his hands up. Okay, I give up. And the soldiers and the horses come up and they kind of, wow, good job, guys. It's me.
What was in the big cage? The dire wolf.
Yeah,
the winter
wolf.
The
winter wolf.
The so,
there is only one
the soldiers are busy with this captain guard, this captain. So you guys can look around if you want and check things out. There is a giant chest that the Din was sitting on originally. The wolves are still in their cages.
Yep.
No, there's 3 horses still there, too. They're all tied up and they're like, oh my god. They're kind of like...
I go up to my friend Barry. Barry!
Well, it's,
thanks for showing up.
You're the one that did all the scouting. It's Doolin, by the way.
Pick a pocket.
Doolin. No, you're still unconscious. Did you not see me all came around you?
Doolin, thank you very much.
And put
awesome
you on
buddy.
A horse to take
he gives
you
a salute to you, and he steps down, and he claps the chief, the captain, guard, in chain. And what are you guys doing?
Chest? Can I chill it and then crack it?
I can hit it. You're strong enough to hit it. But...
Alright, I want to use my great axe and break it.
With your rage.
Raging.
Raging.
Yep.
Bonus
strength
check.
Are you still raging?
Okay. Yep, he's still raging. Raging. He's got veins popping in his head.
You got to work with him.
Roll your d20 and add whatever modifier you need to it.
Mm. Oh, advantage. You get to reroll it.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing you're here.
Oh!
21.
Well, it just smashes open. Yeah. You don't even have to open it. It's like a big. It's like spreads in half even because you open it. It's a, and there's some armor. I don't have that written down, but we can talk about it next time, I guess, cool. We play. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I guess Kelly Drew let the two wolves out and the dire wolf.
Oh, fuck.
Who but they're trained.
The
train...
wolves out? Yeah.
Who?
I mean,
I wrote a song for you.
Yeah, you're still unconscious. I'm taking care of you.
Am for time, I a legend?
No, man,
just,
I'm
for
fine.
Time being, I'm just going to hang on to the scepter.
One of the soldiers comes up to get an autograph from you.
Yes.
Somebody recognizes you. Finally. Evil. Can she get an inspiration dice for that?
No, but because I had to come up with it.
True.
The Winter Wolf is very stoic and sitting and staring at you, by the way, at the cage.
Can I talk to him?
You can try. What do you have to talk with?
Oh.
What's wrong?
Well, you can talk if you want, but I mean, you have to scroll a dice, don't you?
You can use animal handling, sweetheart.
Yeah, your animal handling. Sweetheart.
So I just ask them what's going on. What's wrong?
You could try, but he's not going to really speak to you unless you cast that spell. But he can maybe indicate, I suppose.
Do I'm casting a spell?
You want to cast a spell?
Okay.
So you want to talk to the animals, Dr.
So
Doolittle.
I wanted to know why he's not happy.
Oh, I'm fine.
And
is everything okay? No,
really
I'm sorry, I'm fine.
Well, what happened?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you see
a
man
there. Well, I'm not entirely certain what that plan was, but the humans dressed as goblins went to steal the wolves. And
were you one of the wolves?
I was one of the wolves that
sure?
were stolen.
Who
is
that Winter Wolf that died?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Winter Wolf, eh?
But you don't know that, Daphne.
I know, but I mean just a hunter we hunted.
Okay, happy.
And you can let me out of this cage if you wish.
Yes. No, do it.
Do it! I mean...
And he steps out casually and sits again. And he just observes.
When he looks at me, he licks his lips.
Yes,
he's like,
he's bleeding, laying on the ground.
There is ground beef over there, I'm pretty sure. I've only seen ground beef once.
But
this
I
is
am still
close.
Protecting you here.
I'm sitting there with a bucket of lard smearing on you.
What?
It's medicinal, okay? I have a permit.
One of the soldiers wants to go pet the Winter Wolf, but the Winter Wolf makes a growl and sneer at it. Mm-hmm. But he still sits there. He was menacing at that point, but he's still fine. He sits there, and
so we need to get this wolf back to the prince.
Yeah. Well, the prince it's a Kraken.
Yeah, but we got to get back so
the
prince
gnome.
Knows.
Kraken
that
the gnome. Yeah.
The prince knows that we finished our quest.
Right.
Would you like us to return you to your handler?
I will come with you.
Oh my gosh! Are you
or
gonna
the
be my wolf? Forever,
I would rather not go back to the
city. Oh my gosh, why?
So are we delivering it to Prince or the monarch formerly
known as
Prince?
It's not the Prince's wolf.
So
the Prince never lost his wolf.
No,
oh, it was
no, no.
Come.
But
yeah.
The Prince, it's important to the Prince that the wolves come back.
Yeah.
The Prince commissioned
us. Wait a minute, as a group, do we keep this wolf and tell the guy that his other wolf actually died?
Or
seems like this wolf doesn't want to go back.
Or do we follow the prince's orders, is what you're asking?
Yeah.
This sounds like a decision you can come with later on.
Okay.
I think we should end it right
votes?
Now.
Yeah.
Well, you know how you have to vote.
I know. Well, wait, because we need Andrea.
Yeah.
We have to wake her up.
Yeah, I know how I have to vote.
Okay, wake up.
Have you guys met Ryan? It's past 11:30.
That's why I had that coffee.
Bedtime.
It's that quitching hour. 11:30, I'm ready to go for two more hours.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
really?
The quest is massive.
Well, did you enjoy it enough that you want to play again, Kelly?
Oh, of
course.
Okay. We'll get
will
to
you actually play
next time. Hey, whatever, guys.
Everyone levels up to level 2 at this point.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Go through your sheets to determine what your levels are.
This is all 300, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.